我们很高兴在主日我们再在一起，我们来敬拜神。Yeah, 我们今天呢来继续我们的以弗所书的系列。
Let's continue the series of Ephesians.
那么上个星期呢我们看了以弗所教会。
And last week we look at the Church of Ephesians.
那今天呢我们就正式的进入以弗所书的第一章。
Now we're going to go look at chapter 1.
那么在我们看第一章之前，我们先来看一下整个的以弗所书它到底在讲一些什么。
And before we look at the chapter 1, let's look what is the whole Ephesians talk about.
所以以弗所书呢整共是六章哈，不是一个很长的书卷。
It's not very long book. It's only have six chapters.
但是它的结构是非常清楚的。
But the structure is very clear.
我们很清楚的可以分成两部分，一部分呢就是在前三章，第二部分在后三章。
There's separate subtype. The first one is chapter 1 to 3. The second one is chapter 4 to 6.
那么前三章呢，保罗几乎是讲的是关于基督教的教义。
And the first three chapters talk about doctrines.
那么后面三章呢，是讲的生活的应用。
And the last three chapters talk about application.
那么它的这个主要的经文呢，在第一章的第十节，就是我们今天看的一段经节。
And so today we're going to look at the chapter 1, the verse 10 is the main verse.
就是愿天上地下一切所有的在基督里面归而为一。
So bring all things in heaven on earth together under one head, even Christ.
Yeah. 那么以弗所书是告诉我们基督徒是要怎样呢？是要满有基督长成的身量。
And so what we talk about is that to all the Christians to the measure of a stature which belong to the fullness of Christ.
我想这也是我们的主题哈。
So that's our theme this year as well.
所以以弗所书是很重要的一卷书卷。
So it's an extremely important book in the Bible.
就像我上次说的，虽然这本书卷是保罗写给以弗所教会。
And even though the book that was written by Paul to the Church of Ephesus.
但不只是适用于以弗所教会而已。
Not only apply to the Church of Ephesus.
因为当初这个初期的教会呢，所有他们收到书信都是大家一起传阅，附近的教会一起的传阅。
But all the letters have been shared with all the churches in the beginning.
而且以弗所也没有讲了很多关于以弗所教会的具体的问题。
And so the book did not talk about a lot of problems in the church.
所以这是一个相对来说比较健康的一个教会。
Basically, it's a very healthy church.
所以我们今天来看第一章的这一部分。
And let's read chapter 1 today.
那么三节到十四节。
And we're going to read chapter 1, verse 3 to 14.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书的第一章。
And so if you have a Bible, please turn your Bible.
那么我来读中文比扬卡来读英文哈。以弗所书第一章第三节到第四节。
Verse 3 to 14.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
又因爱我们，就按着自己的旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
使他荣耀的恩典得的称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
And to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，就过犯得以救赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have a redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
That he lavished on us with all the wisdom and understanding.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And he made known to us to the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里 同归于一。
To be put into the effect when the times will have reached their fullness, to bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head, even Christ.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him, work out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In order that we were the first one to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
所以保罗在这一段讲了很多基督徒属灵的福气。
And here talk about a lot about spiritual blessings.
有一个问卷调查呢，曾经找了很多人来看，说你认为自己的价值是怎样。
And there's a survey asked people, what do you think your self-value?
所以很吃惊，结果发现呢，很多人并不知道自己的价值在哪里。
Surprisingly, a lot of people did not see the self-value.
我们很多的时候是在这个问题上是不清楚的。
And a lot of time we're unclear about this.
我记得二十多年前我刚刚来美国的时候。
And 20-some years when I just came to the United States.
我有个室友呢，他跟我在一起读，也是在同一个学校读书嘛。
And my roommate studied the same school.
那他是学电脑的。
And he was studying computer science.
所以在这个学期的中间呢，他就很容易就找到了一个这个实习的工作。
And so in the middle of the school, he found an internship.
啊。当时他那份工作呢，是每小时付给他25块钱。
At that time, was paying him $25 an hour.
啊，那个时候是很多的钱呢。
That's a lot of money at that time.
他非常开心。
So he was very happy.
他跟我说，一个小时25块钱。
So he told me $25 an hour.
我现在一个小时值25块钱。
And he said, my value right now.
你跟我说话，你要占我一个小时，你要付我25块钱。
If you talk to me for 1 hour, you're going to pay me $25.
所以很多人，我们发现我们不知道自己的价值，我们是以我们每个小时可以挣多少钱来衡量我们。
So sometimes we don't know what's the true value. We value ourselves by how much we're making.
所以我们知道美国现在在努力的提高那个最低工资，是不是
？And in United States, we try to raise the minimum wage.
估计很快呢，加州就会看到每个小时15块钱的这个工资了。
Sooner later, California is going to raise up to $15 an hour.
是不是？这就意味着很多人的价值马上要提高到每个小时15块钱呢
？Does that means our value increase to $15 an hour?
Yeah, 我们有的时候是靠觉得我们拥有什么哈，这个价值来鉴定我们的价值。
And sometimes we depends how much we have, then we determine how much value we worth.
你看那个福布斯的富豪排行榜，对吧
？If you look the list of the Forbes，
那个每年都会排行说啊，这个 Bill Gates 有多少钱呢？对不对
？Every year they talk about Bill Gates how much money he's worth，
说他的身价有多少
？How much he's worth，
说他值多少钱
？And how much he's worth，
跟他们比起来，我们就想，我们到底值多少钱呢
？And compared to him， how much do we worth？
实在这个身体的话。没有多少钱呢。
And for the physical part, they're really not worth much at all.
因为圣经讲说我们的身体是从尘土造的嘛。
And so even in the Bible, talk about we were made by the dust.
所以差不多，我们身体里所有的元素在土壤里都可以找得到。
So all the elements in our body we can find in the dust.
实际上我们这个身体也不管你是100磅还是200磅哈。
It doesn't matter how much you weigh, 100 pounds or 200 pounds.
大部分都是水。
And majority are the water, made of water.
你说把你的水都抽干的话
，If you take all the water out，
真的没有多少了。
It's really has a very little.
然后最大量的元素就是碳呐、氮呐、氢啊这些东西啊，
都很普遍的。So the most element in our body will be the carbon and nitrogen.
不是很值钱。
And really not worth much at all.
里面有点金属。
And just some of the, the metals.
大家知道有我们身体里有一些铁，对不对
？And you know we have the, irons in our body.
不能太多的哈，是数量有限的。
And you cannot have too much.
把那个铁都收集起来，你做不了一个铁钉。
And so even you collect all the iron in our body, you cannot even make a nail.
所以你说我们的身体值多少钱
？So how much is our body worth?
这个身体早晚还会没有的。
And sooner or later, this body will perish.
所以啊。我们的自我形象啊，跟我们的价值是有关系的。
So our self-image really is really depends how our self-value.
如果我们从小在一个环境中呢比较好，我们比较觉得说自己想做的事情都可以做成。
And if we grow up in the growing up that whatever we want to achieve, we can do it.
有的时候我们自我的形象就会比较啊比较积极一点。
So we are more positive in our self-value.
有的时候呢，我们可能是遇到的。一些挫折多一些
and we might experience more frustration in life
所以呢有的时候我们自我的形象就会低一些
our self-image is much lower
我们的自我形象呢还跟期望有关系
and self-image also have to do with expectation
我们从小呢就有生活在父母的期望
and sometimes we live under our expectation of our parents
你到了学校之后呢然后你知道老师怎么样也对你有期望
and when you go to school there's an expectation from teachers
哎你工作了之后呢你发现你的老板跟同事对你怎么样也有期望
and when you go to start work and your boss and your co-worker have expectations
你想来到教会里会好一点吗
do you think come to church is a little bit better
你发现牧师跟执事对你有期望
and in the pastor and the deacon also have expectation of you
其实呢我们自己对自己每个人都有期望
actually every one of us have expectation of us
我们期望或许是我们比现在的个子长得高一点
and sometimes we expect that we are a little bit taller than now
或者说我们期望我们的容貌长得帅一点
and maybe we're a little bit more handsome
或者说我们希望我们能够再瘦一点
and maybe sometimes we're skinnier
或者说我们希望我们再壮一点
and we're maybe a little bit stronger
我们有各种各样的期望
there are different kind of expectations
所以在这期望与努力
And so the achievement and also the expectation.
在现实与梦想。
And it's sometimes reality and the dream.
在这个满足跟失望当中。
And it's a satisfaction and a disappointment.
所以不知不觉我们都建立出一个自我的形象。
So finally you really build a self-image.
多半我们这自我的形象呢跟现实的情况都不太吻合的。
And very often it does not match the reality.
可以说是一个支离破碎的。
And sometimes very fragmented.
不完整。
And it's not whole.
在个别的情况当中呢，可能是畸形的。
And so in some cases, it actually is 畸形 it's not normal.
Yeah, abnormal.
Abnormal.
Yeah. 有时候我们觉得我们自己的形象很好，可能超过了事实的情况。
And sometimes we have a better self-image actually does not match the reality.
我们常常说这种人是什么？这种人比较自负。
And those people have very full of themselves.
Yeah, 有的时候我们自己的形象比实际情况要差很多，自己很没有自信。
And sometimes we do not have the self-confidence.
那么我们说这种人呢是比较自卑。
And sometimes we have the inferior complex.
但是我们今天来读以弗所书，看到保罗给我们讲的属灵的福气。
And so when we talk about the spiritual blessing from the Paul in this book,
我们就知道说，我们的自身价值啊，原先跟这世界上所有的东西都没有关系的。
And so actually the self-value should be totally different from what the world expects you.
所以我们首先来看这些属灵的福气哈。
And let's look at some of the spiritual gifts.
所以属灵的福气呢有很多的特征哈。
And so characteristics of those spiritual blessings.
首先保罗在第三节讲到说谁赐给我们属灵的福气
And who gives the spiritual blessing?
首先是耶稣基督的父神。
And talk about the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们的父神。
And he is our Lord.
他是赐给我们属灵福气的。
Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing.
整个的这几节经文呢我们看到颂赞一共出现了四次。
And so to hear talk about praise, actually talk about four times.
然后在第一节 第三节出现过颂赞。
And the verse three talk about praise.
然后呢在这个第六节出现过颂赞。
And the verse six talk about praise.
那么后面在第十二节也讲过称赞。
And so the verse 12 also talk about praise.
那么在第十四节也说过称赞。
And verse 14 talk about praise as well.
所以这整段的这个节经文从一开始就讲到颂赞、称赞，一直到后面讲的结束，还是用颂赞来称赞来结束。
So we're from very beginning, verse 3 to the last verse, 14, and mention praise four times.
保罗颂赞谁呢？
And what's the praise?
他颂赞的是三位一体的神。
And talk about this Trinity God.
所以每一次颂赞都是出现在圣父、圣子和圣灵的后面。
And it's always after talk about our Heavenly Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以这些属灵的福气原先都是从这三位一体的神而来的。
And those spiritual blessings coming from the Trinity, God.
所以我们先来看上帝父神赐给我们这些属灵的福气。
And let's look at some of the spiritual blessings from our Lord.
他这些福气出给我们有什么样的特点？
What's the characteristic of those spiritual blessings?
第三节首先说到这些属灵的福气是各样的。
And you talk about every.
那就是说所有的属灵的福气。
For all the blessings.
不是一样。
Not only one.
不是两样。
Not two.
而是各种各样的福气。
And in every spiritual blessing.
所以神呢是一个丰富怜悯跟恩典的神。
And God is full of compassion and he is abundant.
他赐给我们的福气他从来不吝啬的。
And he's not very stingy about his spiritual blessing.
他给我们所有他乐意给我们的。
He wants to give it to us every single spiritual blessing.
有的时候我们会想啊，
And sometimes we think,
为什么神不会给我们更好的一些东西、啊、
And sometimes why we want God to give something even better.
那有一次我带领这个这个一批年轻的人做这个小组查经，很多人还没有信主哈。
And sometimes, one time, I was leading a group of young people who are not Christian yet.
我们讲到说，这个世界本来就是不公平的。
And sometimes we say the world it is not fair.
你看，有人这个生下来就是生活在比较富裕的家庭。
And some people were born in a rich family.
有些人就会在比较贫穷一点的家庭。
And some were born in poor.
有些人生来就是很聪明
，and some were born with intelligence。
有些人就从来读书都是很困难
，and sometimes struggle with school。
然后说，为什么神既然是爱我们的神，他不把这些好的东西都给我们
？If he's a fair and loving God, why doesn't he give to us all those good things？
是不是我们有的时候心里也在想说，神是不是可以能够给我们一些比现在更好的？
And sometimes we want God to give us a little bit more than what we have.
不是神吝啬不给我们。
It's not God is stingy, does not want to give it to us.
是因为这些东西其实并不重要。
And because those things are not important.
因为不论我们在这个世界上生活的环境条件是怎么样。
And it doesn't matter what kind of condition we live on the earth.
那个不能决定我们自身的价值。
It cannot determine our self-value.
不论我们生活的条件是如何
，And doesn't matter what kind of the life we're living in，
我们面临的挑战都是一样。
What kind of challenge? The challenge are all the same.
就是怎么样在这个生活、这个人生的路上，我们更好的认识神。
And it is actually to know God better in our life.
不是神不给我们
，It's not God does not want to give to us.
很多的时候是我们还没有准备好。
And very often it's not we are not prepared.
我们看到这里讲到属灵的福气说。神把所有的都要给我们。
Here, the one of the characteristics talk about he want to give every one of them to us.
所以不但这些恩赐是各种各样哈。
And because there's every spiritual gift.
而且说这个恩赐是属灵的恩赐。
And here talk about the spiritual.
那么我们一会儿讲这个属灵的恩赐，并不是说这些恩赐呢跟物质没有关系。
And it does not mean that the spiritual blessing has nothing to do with the material.
而是说。这些恩赐呢，都是圣灵在我们身上工作的结果。
And it's talk about the result of the Holy Spirit moving among us.
Yeah, 因为我们看到说，这里面神赐给我们还有基业哈，将来神国的基业很多是物质的东西哈。
So it also talk about God gave us the inheritance.
Yeah, 那么而且这些恩赐是从天上来的。
It's coming from the heaven.
那么他的意思就是说，这些恩赐是从神那里而来。
And talk about it's coming from God.
而且呢是在基督里面
and it's in Christ
只有在基督里面才可以得到
and so you have to inherit those things in Christ
所以我们看到保罗讲到父神赐给我们是有这样的特点
and so those are the characteristics of the spiritual blessing
所以这就提醒我们
and that reminds us
我们自身的价值不是建立在我们拥有什么
and our self-value is not dependent on what we have
也不是说我们在这个世界上可以成就什么
and what we have accomplished
而是建立在我们与神，特别是在他儿子耶稣基督的关系里面是怎样。
It really actually depends on relationship with Jesus Christ.
不论我们生活中的顺利还是不顺利，
It doesn't matter if our life is smooth or not.
都是一个机会让我们可以更好的去认识神。
And it's an opportunity to know God.
所以这就是我们在基督里的自由。
And so that is talk about the freedom in Christ.
所以今天我们讲的真正的自由有三个方面，这是第一个方面的自由。
And so we talk about true freedom. The first freedom is.
所以我们不需要花很多的时间精力啊，去努力的去塑造那个自我。
And we don't have to really try too hard to build a self-worth.
因为我们在基督里面是新造的人。
And in God we are a new creation.
我们可以塑造一个完全的重新的自我。
And we can start a new life.
而这个自我是基于我们在基督里面的身份。
And is that because our identity in Christ?
不是基于我们在这个世界上所拥有的、所成就的一切。
And it's not on this earth what we have accomplished.
所以当我们认识到这一点的话，我们就得到一种在基督里面的自由。
And once we realize that, we get a freedom from the self-fulfillment.
我们不必再花那个力气去建造我们想要的那个理想中的自我。
And we don't have to build a self, the ideal self, image.
你知道我们好不容易要建立起一个自我。
And so we know we all want to build ourselves.
那个自我建立起来是很辛苦的。
This is self-identity, sometimes work, you have to work very hard.
但是如果那个自我不是真实的自我。
But if that is not a real one.
你常常会 碰到一些情况，你的自我会突然间坍塌的。
And sometimes your self-image can be totally collapsed.
就好像你在沙滩上建了一个用沙子堆起来一个城堡一样。
And just build a sand castle on the beach.
看着非常漂亮。
And sometimes it looks really pretty.
但是那海水一上来，浪一冲，怎么样，一下就没掉。
And once the wave comes, and the whole castle collapses.
因为那个是虚假的自我。
Because that is a fake one.
所以难免你在现实生活中会碰壁的。
And so sometimes you'll hit the wall in your real life.
所以你知道很多的这种演艺人员叫 celebrity 哈。
And you know there's a lot of celebrities.
对于他们来说呢，有的时候就更困难，因为他那个自我很容易就在他的这个职业生涯中就建立起来了。
And somehow he built his self-image through his career as an actor.
那种在台上表演，然后那种欢呼，那种很难让他忘怀。
And on the stage, then people applaud to you. It's very unforgettable.
所以当人把那个自我啊跟那个虚假的自我联系起来之后，他没有办法放弃的。
And sometimes it's very hard to give up the fake image.
而且他不能接受，他过了几年之后，他人气就没了。
And after a few years, he may not be as popular as before.
因为这个歌星现在红得快，那消失得也快啊。
And sometimes those singer or actor, then they can be very famous, later can not be very famous.
所以有的时候很难面对哈。
And very hard to face that reality.
我们知道香港有个歌星叫张国荣，他后来自杀哈。
And you know there's a very famous Hong Kong singer, 张国荣。
很多人还不是很清楚他为什么会自杀。
And a lot of people do not understand why he committed suicide.
最后也不知道，但是知道他很多的情况是忧郁哈。
And actually a lot of people suspect that he suffered depression.
对，在那种生活的情况下，你怎么样去面对一个真实的自我。
How do you face your real self?
当你年纪越来越大，
And when you grow older,
你慢慢要面对一个渐渐失去过去的光环的时候，
And then you, once your fame start fading,
你自己建立起来的一个虚假的自我消失的时候，
And so that fake image start disappearing,
很多时候我们不能接受的，
And sometimes it's very hard to accept.
所以我们一定要建立一个真实的自我。
So we need to build really a self-image in Christ.
那个真实的自我就是在耶稣基督里
It's in Jesus Christ.
建立起来的。好，那我们现在来看看我们到底有哪些属灵的福气。
And let's look at what the kind of spiritual blessing we have.
所以这一段经文讲到说，这属灵的福气呢，一共数下来哈，七种。
There's about seven spiritual blessings.
那么首先是拣选。
And first one is election.
神早在我们出生之前，他已经知道我们。
And before we were born, he already knew that he already chose us.
他已经预备我们要得救。
He prepared us, that predestined us to accept Christ.
然后呢，他是第二个福气叫领养。
And the second one is talk about adoption.
领养是什么呢
？What is adoption？
因为我们生在这个世界上，原先我们是跟神没有关系的。
And when we were born on earth, we have nothing to do with God.
但是神怜悯我们，就把我们收养为他的儿子。
Because this is mercy, so he adopted us as his son.
所以因为耶稣基督的关系，我们也成为神的儿子。
So we become a son of Christ.
所以成为神的儿女。
So children of God.
哎，我们是何等的有福气哈
！What kind of blessing？
Yeah.然后接下来是接纳神完完全全的接纳我们。
And next one is the whole acceptance.
而且神借着耶稣基督救赎了我们，赦免了我们。
And also through his redemption and forgiveness.
他又赐给我们智慧。
And also gives us wisdom.
让我们晓得一切的奥秘。
So we know all the mystery.
最后他要将他的基业哈。
And later he wants to give the inheritance.
这个就是神的国度的基业。
And talk about his kingdom, his inheritance.
都要赐给我们。
Want to give it to us.
那是现在呢，他没有忘记我们，他把圣灵赐给我们作为印记。
He did not forget about us, so he gave the Holy Spirit as a seal.
所以保罗是一口气啊在这一节把这个所有的福气都列出来。
So the Paul actually lists all the spiritual blessings here.
你知道这个保罗写信一般他开始的时候啊他要首先要感谢的哈。
And very often when Paul starts writing a letter, he starts with a thanksgiving.
所以这里面有一点特别他没有说感谢首先是来赞美神。
And so he did not do the thanksgiving first, he starts saying praise.
他越写他心里越激动所以整个这一从第三节到十四节是一句话。
And so from verse 3 to 14 actually is just one phrase.
因为就好像一个人讲话不喘气一样、啊、不能换气、啊、
when you talk there's never an interruption never stopped
所以一共是202个单词、啊、
and there's 202 words
但是是一句话讲完的
actually in one sentence
这个结构非常的复杂可能显得有点、奇怪的一个结构、啊、
and the structure is very complex it's kind of strange
就表明说保罗看到这些属灵的福气就说他什么非常的激动哈、啊，数算神的恩典。
He was very excited when he talked about those spiritual blessings.
所以看到这些属灵的福气
，When we look at those spiritual blessings,
这些属灵的福气都是在基督里面成就的
，and is all accomplishing Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到说是父神上帝，他把他的这些恩赐赐给我们
，and our Father gave all the spiritual blessing to us.
但是是耶稣基督。能够成就了这个救恩
But is Jesus Christ accomplished the salvation?
所以这些恩赐这些神的恩典、啊、属灵的福气才能够临到我们身上
And so the spiritual blessing can come to us
所以这个在基督里这一个单词哈
And so in Christ
这个是保罗非常喜欢用的
And Paul liked to use this phrase
那在这一段经文里出现了十几次之多
And it actually happened more than 10 times
那么在这卷书卷里甚至出现了三十几次之多
Actually in the whole book it probably showed up about more than 30 times
在基督里这个是什么意思呢
What is does that mean in Christ
所以这个一般有两层的意思
And there are two meanings
一层的意思呢就是说这个是上帝是主语的话
And so it means the Lord is 主语 is more
subject.
Subject.
如果上帝是主语的话，就是上帝来借着耶稣基督，他赐给我们什么
？And God through Jesus Christ to speak to us.
然后另外一种情况是对信徒来讲。
And so for another one is for our believers.
说信徒如果遵行耶稣基督的命令
，If we obey God's commands，
活在耶稣基督里面
，and living Jesus Christ，
或者像一个教会、一个团体这样子哈
，and it's like a church, like a group。
我们在基督里面来遵行神的旨意。
In Christ, we're obeying God's commands。
那样是什么样的结果呢
？And what is the result？
神就把这些福气。借着耶稣基督赐给我们
and through Jesus Christ, all the spiritual blessing will be given to us.
所以在这段经文里，这两个意思呢都出现过。
And so in this in this paragraph, talk about those two meanings.
所以借着耶稣基督，我们得到这些属灵的福气。
And through Jesus Christ, we receive all kind of spiritual blessing.
所以这就是我们得的第二种自由。
And so that is the second freedom we have.
所以第一种自由呢，是我们。已经知道自己的价值在哪里。
And the first freedom talk about what's our true self value.
所以呢，我们不需要追求一个虚假的自我。
And we do not need to seek the fake one.
那第二种自由的话，我们有了这个真正的自我，我们不需要跟人家去比较。
And so we know what's the our true self, ourselves. We do not need to compare with other people.
这个世界很多人就喜欢比较的。
And this world full of competitiveness.
其实这比来比去的其实很没有意思哈。
And it's really nonsense to try to compete.
但是我们喜欢比较。
We love to do that.
我们如果跟人家比哈。
And we like to compare with other people.
觉得我比你好。
And so when you compare with other people, then you make you feel a little superior than others.
我们就自鸣得意。
And so we're very proud.
如果我们比完了之后发现自己不如人家。
And but we're not better than other people.
你会怎么样？你会垂头丧气。
And you'll be very,
deflated. 所以我们的情绪呢，常常就是波来波去，就看我们跟人家比的怎么样。
And so our emotion go, go with the how we compare with others.
其实这个是一个顾忌呀，啊，
顾忌。
这是一个一个顽固的习惯。
Oh, this is a very stubborn habit.
Yeah, 我们知道在圣经里面其实讲过彼得啊，也是这样的哦。
And even in the Bible, talk about Peter is like that as well.
那么彼得有三次不认耶稣，对不对
？And three times he denied God.
他觉得好惭愧哦。
And he was very ashamed.
所以当耶稣来看见他的时候，耶稣就三次的问他：“你是不是爱我？”哈。
And so when Jesus met him again, Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
然后耶稣托付他：“你要喂养我的羊。
”So you feed my sheep.
哎，这个多么光荣的事情！
Isn't that very wonderful?
你是不是觉得如果耶稣这样托付你，觉得很光荣哈
？And if God tell you that to ask you to feed my sheep, don't you feel very, very proud?
彼得也是哈，觉得很光荣。
And Peter feel the same thing.
不过他左肉一看，马上觉得不对。哎、
And when he look around, he、
啊、
knows something.
那个人怎么样
？And then he compared to another person.
他指的是谁呀、
啊、？The other person.
指的是约翰哈。
And he was a point to John.
他知道啊，耶稣最爱那约翰，因为约翰年纪最小的。
And because of that, he know Jesus really likes John because he's the youngest one. The people like to compare.
Yeah. 那么其实现在这个比较啊，真的是。没有必要。当我们知道我们自己的真正的自我是建立在基督里面的时候
，It's very necessary to compare because we, our true identity is in Christ.
我们没有这个比较。我们如果少一点比较的话，我们跟周围人的关系都会好很多。
If we try not to compare with other people, our relationship will improve with others.
而且不但你跟别人的关系好很多，你自己呀、啊、有很多的。平安在你心里。
And so, besides that, your relationship improves. Also, you have a lot more peace.
也有个朋友从中国探亲回来之后就很 depressed 啊，就很忧郁哈。
A friend of mine just went back to China, visited his family, came back was very depressed.
因为回去以后一比，发现不行了哈。
And all of a sudden, when you compete with other people, he feel that he's not.
因为很早他就出国的话，别人说哇，你去美国啊，好羡慕你哈。
And then in the early days, then when he came to United States, people really envy him.
二三十年过去，中国不一样了。现在很多中国人发财的。
And 20-30 years later, a lot of people in China become much richer.
Yeah, 他以后看见他的朋友一个一个都那么有钱，他自己都不敢花钱的。
And so, but all his friend became so rich, then he is one actually does not want like to spend too much money.
觉得自己不如人家。
And so he feels that he's not as is inferior than others.
所以你就会不开心。
So he became very happy.
所以我们没需要。跟别人比
，And there's no need to compare with others.
如果有人说，哎呀，陈牧师，我已经跟人比惯了哈。
And so sometimes I become a habit like to compare with other people.
你说你非要跟别人比
，If you always want to compare with other people,
我就告诉你一个好办法。
And let me tell you a good way.
如果下一次你发觉你又在跟人别人比较的时候
，And next time when you compare with other people again,
你就不要跟他比了。
And don't do it.
你可以跟一个人比
，and try to compare with another person.
那就是耶稣基督
，and just compare with Jesus Christ.
如果非要比的话，你就跟我们的主耶稣基督去比。
If you want to compare, compare with Jesus Christ.
对不对？让你生命来更像他。
And so your life will be more like Christ.
所以，这是第二种的自由。
And so this is the second freedom.
我们今天再来看第三种的自由。
And let's look at the third freedom.
第三种的自由就是惧怕。
And freedom from the fear.
所以。当我们知道我们自己真实的身份、自己的价值的时候
，So we know our self identity, know our value.
所以我们就不会惧怕。
So we will no longer have fear.
所谓惧怕从哪里来的呢
？Where does your fear come from?
惧怕一个是你惧怕你自己已经拥有的东西都会失去。
And sometimes you're afraid what you have is going to be gone.
另外一个惧怕呢，就是说你想得到的东西呢，你希望呢？最终可以得到哈。
And you want something that in your life, but you might not able to get it.
你就怕得不到哈。
And you might not get it.
不过实话跟你说呢，你现在所有拥有的将来都会没有的。
And be honest with you, whatever you have, one day will be gone.
真的没有必要惧怕，你现在拥有的财产，你哪一点哪一件你可以带走的吗？
Whatever you have, what can you carry with
you? 你连那个身体都带不走。
And even your body, you cannot take with you.
所以你真的没有必要。
And no necessary to compare.
我们来看神给我们的应许。
And so let's see what the God's promise.
那么圣灵三位一体的第三位圣灵，他赐给圣灵在我们的心里面作为一个内住的圣灵。
So in the Bible here talk about the Holy Spirit will assure from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以在第十三节他说什么圣灵作为印记。
And so the Holy Spirit become a seal.
这个什么是印记是什么意思呢？
What's a seal?
你知道在罗马那个时代呢，罗马帝国他们是有这个奴隶的。
And in Roman Empire, at that time they have a slave system.
所以奴隶的话呢，他就常常会怎么样，要在你身上有一个印记。
All the slaves usually have a seal.
有的时候在耳朵上。
And sometimes on your ears.
或在什么地方他要打上印记说什么，你是属于这个主人的。
Whatever the seal, that means that you belong to that master.
所以一旦你哪天逃跑了被人家抓住的话。
One day you escape, you'll be captured.
人家一看，哦，你是原先是属于人家的奴隶，你逃跑了。
And now they can identify by your seal.
但是我们的身上是有圣灵作为印记。
But on us that we have, we marked with the seal.
这个不是肉体的印记，我们看不见的。
It's not something physical that we cannot see.
但是是神在我们身上所留的记号。
And is the Holy Spirit?
它那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
然后就像十四节讲的，那是个凭据。
And so that is talk about the verse 14, talk about there's an assurance and guaranteeing.
不知大家在美国买房子哈，你要首先要放一个什么 good faith deposit, 对不对？
So when you buy a house in the United States, that you have a good faith deposit.
就是你要放一点点钱，那个钱你买一个房子几十万，你不可能把几十万钱都给人家，因为你要借钱，对不对？
And so if you involve a lot of money, you have to borrow some money.
Yeah, 也不是你的这个down payment, 而是只是说我还没有准备好，我要去向银行去申请钱呢，然后我去筹款把我的那个头期付款都付好，但是我这一点点钱就保明说我要买你的房子，我后面的钱马上就到。
It's before the down payment that you need to apply a loan, a house loan first, but then you're showing people, put a safe deposit means that I really want this house.
所以呢圣灵的印记就是这样子。
Holy Spirit is like a seal, like that.
神要把神的国度，这整个的世界都给我们。
And God wants to give the whole kingdom to us.
他说，但是那个现在连看都还没有看到我们哈。
But sometimes we cannot see it.
神说 ，Here, 这是圣灵给我们的凭据。
And here talk about is a marked with a seal.
所以当我们看到这个的时候，我们就知道说，哦，将来神给我们的应许。都会实现的。
And when we see that, we will know that God's promise will fulfill.
所以弟兄姐妹说，我们真的不需要去为一个虚假的自我去努力。
And so we do not really need to work for a fake image.
我们也不需要说去跟人家比较。
And do not need to compare with other people.
我们也不需要去惧怕任何的事情。
And do not need to be fearing everything.
因为我们是属神的人。
Because we belong to God.
那么神说将来他会给我们一切他所应许我们的。
He will give us all the blessing to us.
我不知道大家有没有看过一个电影哈。
I don't know, have you ever watched a movie?
一个电影叫 The Princess of Diarrhea.
是一个讲到公主的日记。
你看过哈。我不知道中文怎么翻译啊。
公主日记
好像不同的翻译哈、哦、公主日记，那他讲的是一个很普通的美国女孩，对不对？
And talk about very ordinary lady.
哎，突然有一天发现说，哦，她的 grandma 是她的祖母是在欧洲，是一个是一个小国的一个一个这个女王哈。
And actually, one day she discovered her grandma actually is the queen or king of the very small nation in Europe.
然后他的祖母已经年纪大了，要安排这个谁来继承这个王位、啊、
So her grandmother needs to find someone to inherit her the kingdom.
那么 somehow 他突然间找到说，哦，在美国的这个孙女呢，应该是 第一顺序继承人。
And so by the sequence, her granddaughter should be number one to inherit her position.
可能他们家庭里面一直有些问题，好像这个一直是他们跟他们没有联系，说这个女孩一直不知道，啊，她居然有这么一个这样一个身份。
And so because there's a lot of issues, so the granddaughter did not know her grandmother is the king.
所以这个故事讲到当他知道这个身份之后
And when she discovered her position,
他整个的情况就改变了
And her situation has changed.
所以他要重新的学习一切的东西
He needs to start learning new things.
哎，他知道甚至连走路都要怎么样去学习
He had to learn how to walk.
他学习怎么样 来接管这个国家的管理权
And he also needs to how to manage the kingdom.
所以弟兄姐妹神要把他的国度赐给我们。
And God's going to give his kingdom to us.
不是神不要把他的福气给我们，是他非常乐意给我们。
He wants to give all the blessing to us.
很多的时候我们还没有准备好。
And very often we have not even prepared to receive it.
所以我们还在准备过程当中哈。
During the process of preparing.
但是神说我们现在的身份已经不一样了。
But our identity is already different.
我们已经是神的儿女
we belong, we are his children.
我们预定要承受他的基业
we are predestined,
所以我们
to inherit his inheritance
所以我们就应该像那个电影中的那个女主人公一样哈
and so we need to be like that princess in that movie
我们要学习重新开始我们的生活
and we need to start our new life again
我们不能像以前一样我们要预备接受这个啊神给我们的这个基业
And if we are ready to hear the what God want to give it to us.
所以我们这个开始就从建造一个新的自我开始。
And we start with a new self.
一个真实的自我。
A real self.
一个在基督里的自我。
And it's in a self in Jesus Christ.
一个基于神给我们属灵福气的自我。
And it's based on the God's spiritual blessings.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for all your grace.
因为今天我们看到保罗在这里提醒我们在基督里面新的身份。
And Paul has reminded us that we have a new identity in Christ.
原来我们的身份跟我们在世上所有的物质条件是没有关系的。
And had nothing to do our old self, had nothing to do with the materialism on earth.
我们的价值在于你拣选了我们，你首先爱了我们。
And our value is based on you have chosen to us.
让我们能够从这个捆绑中能够释放出来。
And we can be free from the bondage.
一个从追求自我中释放出来。
And seeking our self-identity in the past, and then can be freed again.
我们的真正的价值就是因为我们在基督里面基督在我们里面
Because the real value is that we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
求主帮助我们每一个人
And God, please we pray for to help every one of us.
使我们不再比较
And we do not compare again.
使我们也不再惧怕
And we have no more fear.
愿我们都一起努力追求成长
And let's work hard to continue to grow in the spirit.
长成满有基督的身量。
And then we continue to grow in the maturity of Christ.
我们谢谢主，你赐给我们话语。
And thank you for your words.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 今天是每月的第一个主日。
So today is the first week of the month.
我们来一起领受主的圣餐。
Let's partake the Holy Communion together.
Yeah, 我们请大家尽量往中间坐好不好
Shall we ask people to try to sit more closer to the middle?
这样方便我们来服侍圣餐的弟兄姐妹。
So our brother and sister can serve you better that way.
Yeah, 如果你曾经受洗不论是在本会或者是其他的教会
So for anyone who has been baptized, water baptism, either in this church or other churches.
我们都欢迎你跟我们一起来领用圣餐。
And we encourage you to partake this Holy Communion.
如果你尚未有受浸哈。
But if you have not yet baptized,
我们欢迎你留下来观礼。
So we like to invite you to observe this Holy Communion.
请你暂时不要领用圣餐。
But for the meantime, please wait not to partake the bread, the elements.
和杯传到你面前的时候，请你传给下一位。
So as the element comes to you, if you have not been baptized, please just pass over.
我们盼望有一天你有这样的机会能够受浸，加入教会，成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So we pray that one year, very soon that you also get baptized and to be one of the member of the church.
那你可以和我们一起来领用主的饼和杯。
Then we can all partake the bread and the cup.
那让我们现在大家安静我们的心。
So let's quiet our heart.
预备来领受主的饼和主的杯。
Let's prepare our heart to receive the cup and the bread.
上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你是何等的爱我们。
You love us so much.
在我们认识你之前。
Even before we knew you.
在我们来到这个世界之前。
Even before we were born to this world.
你已经爱了我们。
You have determined you already loved us.
你将你的独生儿子赐给我们。
You have given us your only begotten Son,
使我们可以回转不至灭亡反得永生。
So that we have opportunity to accept Him and not to be perished.
让我们今天领受圣餐的时候，我们就思想你的恩典。
So as we partake your Holy Communion, let us reflect your grace on us.
愿主你赦免我们的罪。
We ask you to forgive our sin.
也愿主你保守我们的心
and hold safe keep our heart
使我们的心每日更新更像你儿子的样式
renew our heart every day so that it will be more like your son Jesus Christ
求主你保守我们今天的圣餐礼
we just ask you to be with us during this communion
愿参与的每一个人
so we pray for everyone who participated
从你领受丰丰富富的祝福
and receive a rich blessing from you.
让你祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
哥林多前书第十一章这样讲
So in the First Corinthians chapter, chapter 11 says,
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来
When you partake this cup and the bread is to waiting for his second coming.
所以无论何人无论吃主的饼喝主的杯
So doesn't every time when you partake this cup and the bread
若不按理就是干犯主的身主的血了
So if you do not take it according sincerely then you are offend the blood of Christ.
人应当自己省察
So you need to examine yourself.
然后吃这饼喝这杯
Then partake the bread and the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Because if you do not discern is the body of Christ, then you are taking a part of your own sin.
我们现在请负责饼杯的弟兄能够到前面来。
So we ask the brothers and sisters to come to serve.
然后我们请安德森执事来为饼和杯祝祷。
So now let's pray for the cup. 我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你，你自己爱我们，主，你不但说爱我们，主，你自己还到这个世界上为我们的罪，你这还在我们还不认识你的时候，你就已经为我们的罪定死在十字架上。主，你的身体剥开，主，你的血这样子流出，就是为了要我们在你里面有自己的生，在你里面有你的生命。主，真是愿意我们今天来这边领饼跟杯的时候，主，真是让我们守节心清的能够到你的面前，以感恩的心来纪念你为我们在十字架上所承受的。这样子祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。圣经继续这样讲，
And the Bible mentioned，
我当日所传给你们的，
The day when I preached to you，
原是从主领受的，
It is to receive from the Lord，
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，
That is the night that when Jesus was being betrayed，
他拿起饼来说，
Then he took the bread，
祝谢了就拨开，
And he gave a blessing and he breaks it，
这是我的身体，
He said this is my body，
为你们舍的，
And it's broken for you.
你们应当如此行，
To take it,
为的是纪念我，
In remembrance of me.
愿我们安静我们的心，
So let's quiet our heart.
我们一起来领受主的饼，
So let's partake the bread of Christ.
这饼象征着主耶稣基督的身体，为你为我而舍。
This is bread representing the body of Christ, is broken for you and for me.
让我们大家一起起立，我们以感恩的心一起来领受。
So shall we all stand? Let's take it with gratitude.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
圣经这样说：饭后。主耶稣也照样拿起杯来说。
So the Bible mentioned that after the supper, then Jesus took the cup.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And this is a new covenant with my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行。
And to take it and in remembrance me.
为的是纪念我。
To remember me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So you are partake the bread and the cup is to in waiting for the second coming of me.
下面我们请大家来执事来分发这个杯给我们每一个人。
So let's partake the cup.
这杯象征主耶稣基督的宝血，为你为我而舍。
This cup represented the precious blood Jesus has shed for you and me.
让我们大家一起起立，我们以感恩的心来领受。
So let's partake with our thankful heart to partake.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your mercy.
借着领用这饼和杯
by partaking the cup and the bread,
让我们再一次的纪念说主你借着你的儿子救赎了我们。
And just remind us again that you through Jesus Christ has saved us.
我们乃是新造的人。
That we become a newborn in Christ.
求主借着耶稣基督来坚固我们的信心。
And through Jesus Christ to strengthen our faith.
让我们的生命不断地长大。
So that our faith will continue to grow.
求主你保守我们的言行话语。
And we pray that you safe keep our heart and our mouth.
愿我们所做所行都能够讨主你的喜悦。
So whatever we do be pleasing to your sight.
谢谢主的恩典，你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.